All right, I'll do it first in America, first in the United States, and then in Canadian. Okay. Hey, this is Dara Williams, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM. Hi, this is Dara Williams, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM, eh?
That's right, this is Tell the Band to Go Home. We're here every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. My name's Jeff, and we'll play some singer-songwriters and have some fun. I got tons of stuff to talk about today. It's going to be a jam-packed 2 hours, so hopefully you can stay with us. Ran into Dar at the Calgary Folk Festival last weekend and a bunch of other people as well. Got some new music and some stories to tell, so hopefully we'll get into that later on. We got some brand new music. Oh boy, do I have some great brand new music from the likes of Greg Brown. I got his brand new album. I got the new Guy Clark album. I got the new Jeffrey Foucault. Bunch of good stuff coming up later on in the show. And if that weren't enough, we got guests aplenty. We got JP Ho coming in here in a little bit. Good to see him again. And coming up right away, Kim Beggs from the Yukon, who's going to be doing a show on Thursday at the High and Lonesome Club, along with, get this, Kim Barlow, who I love, Christine Fellows, who's wonderful. That sounds like a great show, Thursday night, High and Lonesome Club. So we'll play something from Kim. We'll have a little chat with her in a couple of minutes. Thanks for being here. Tell the band to go.
Good to see you around here. Old pal, old friend, just falling through the rice paper map of your life and the bye-bye day. You polish off your gin faster than the dregs of my beer. So queer, you're sitting here. Where the heck have you been? Old pal, old friend, I ain't seen you since the virgin days. Scared again. You pull time out of my breath. Old pal, old friend, 100 years blow through me when I see you. Won't you take my arm? You polish off your gin faster than the dregs of my beer. So queer, sitting here. You stole away when you were fresh. Old pal, old friend, now you seem so old. Your worn out spirit all skinny. Take a deep, deep breath. I wanna hold you to the moon. Old pal, old friend, and the weight you bear won't seem so heavy today. Won't you stay a little while longer? So glad you're sitting here. You polish off your gin faster than the dregs of my beer. So queer, you're sitting here.
Old Pal, fantastic song from a great record called Streetcar Heart, and that's Kim Beggs from the Yukon. Welcome, Kim. You only get one song there, Kim. Hang on. Oh. There we go. All right. Welcome, Kim. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Jeff.
For folks that are unaware, do you want to give us a little bit of your bio?
Oh, the bio.
Quick rundown, the quick one sheet.
Oh, the quick one sheet. Well, let's see. The Streetcar Heart is my it's my first full-length album. I released it last December. I started writing songs and performing at the open mic about 6 years ago up in Whitehorse. And I've been a carpenter for 13 years. And, you know, I like learning new things. So I like to challenge myself. Yeah. So this is the latest challenge.
You're a woman of many surprises. If I looked at you, I wouldn't have guessed that you were a talented carpenter as well. How do the two things relate? How does working with wood and working with songs, is there any correlation? Because there seems to be. I mean, David Francy was a great carpenter for a while.
Yeah, I heard
and
that.
Guy Clark builds stuff out of wood all the time. And, I mean,
That there's a maybe they're just complete opposites, really.
Okay.
You know, one is really physical.
That's true.
You know, although you do have to think really creatively with carpentry. You're always problem solving. Things have to fit kind of, you know, perfectly in a way, and
right.
and I think it's kind of the same with songwriting. You sit and you think a lot about the words you're going to use, and so you're conveying the idea that you want to convey.
Right. So, I mean, you worked as a carpenter for years and did other things before you finally got around to releasing this record. Sort of, has you always known that music was going to be your calling, or is this a fairly new thing?
Performing and songwriting is a new thing, and I never thought that that would be my calling. Music's always been in my life. Played piano when I was a little kid, played trumpet in school, but it was when I moved to the Yukon that I decided it was shortly before moving to the Yukon I decided I wanted to learn the guitar.
Okay.
But just because I had just recently, started using my voice and discovered the joys of singing. And
okay.
I really love singing. But that's completely different from getting up and performing in front of people.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
How did you start singing? Was it like in church or just around the kitchen table or?
Oh, just around the old campfire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that one thing led to I was reading your CD and you thank the burglar who stole your guitar for
oh yeah
for forcing you to get a new one and start you going on the career.
Yeah, well, I guess 6 years ago where I was living I got broken into, and one of the things that was stolen was the guitar that I had at the time, and then I was really quite devastated by the loss, and so some friends of mine, well, the community got together and raised money and bought me a new guitar, and it was that guitar, it had a pickup in it.
Yeah.
And that's what gave me the idea of, Jesus, maybe I should, get up and try out the open mic or something.
Prove to all these people that bought your guitar that you can actually play the damn thing.
Well, I don't know if I can play it, but I try.
That's interesting. Now the community up in the Yukon, obviously there's, I don't know, there must be something in the water up there or something, because it seems like everybody that I ever hear of that's from there is a talented musician. On this show alone, I mean, we've had Kim Barlow on a couple of times. We've had Steve Slade. We've had Anne-Louise Genet. We've had, I can't even remember who else, but there's a ton of you up there. And
yeah.
it's not a very big place, right?
No, I would say, I mean, there's something in the water, but I think there's also something in the water that's inside us.
Okay.
Draws us up to the Yukon. I mean, it's not just musicians. There's a lot of really talented artists, visual artists,
yeah.
and writers, and just, I mean, not even necessarily in the artistic sense, but there's just a lot of really interesting people up there,
And why do you suppose that is? Like, why do you suppose it's such a good artsy community? Because, I've never been there. Being myself, I would think that people up there would be, fairly hardy. They would work with their hands. I would expect a carpenter more than I would expect a songwriter up in such an isolated place, I suppose.
Yes, people are hardy. It's very true. And most of the musicians and anybody creative that I know, they're also pretty self-sufficient too.
It's just the songs that you come up with, and Kim Barlow comes up with, and Anne Genet. They're so sensitive and introspective a lot of times, I find.
Yeah, we're kind of sensitive. Maybe a little warped, too.
But there also seems to be a great sort of storytelling tradition up there as well. A lot
yeah.
of your songs certainly tell stories.
Yeah, I think a lot of the people that I know who are songwriters, they definitely tell a story. And I don't know what it is. It's, I think there's something that brings people together. But, for me, I was surrounded by people who were, performing and writing music,
yeah.
but I've always was a very creative person with my hands. I loved drawing working with clay, and it was a really powerful thing for me. That was my outlet, and I always knew that there would be something else, some other outlet for me. It was a really, really powerful feeling, but I didn't know that it would be writing
right.
until I heard Iris DeMent.
Okay.
A concert of hers on the radio one day, and I'd never heard her before, and there was something about that hour that just blew, it just tore me open, and it just started everything going. And
I could certainly see some similarities between what you do and what Iris does. So
yeah.
obviously she was an influence on you.
I would say so, yeah, lots of influences for sure. Like you can't do without them.
Yeah. Have you ever had a chance to see her live or
no.
meet Iris?
No, I haven't. I'm waiting. We're going to be in Ottawa at the same time, but
oh, really?
She's playing at the festival and I'm playing at the Manx.
It's funny, like, she has such wonderful, powerful songs, yet she's also got, I don't know if you know this, but she has terrible stage fright, and sometimes, like, she can't even perform. She's very...
Oh, really?
She's very
kind of
timid on stage, but... And I always kind of found that fascinating, that you could be so sort of revealing in a song and yet so sort of shy on stage.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that fear, you take it and you do something with it, and you sculpt it so that you know, it becomes part of your art and your expression.
Yeah.
And you're still scared, but you just have to not let it take over you, but you kind of take over the fear. And it's still there and it's still real. It's a real powerful energy.
I always wonder, people who find music sort of a bit later in life, do they come at it sort of, do you think that you were more confident and capable of doing it at the time, or was it more frightening because, you know, you hadn't been doing it for...
It was extremely frightening.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. Part of me wonders, you know, there'd be that question, God, what if I started this, you know, 15 years ago or whatever, but it wouldn't have been the same.
No, you wouldn't have been
ready. I wouldn't have had the same kind of wisdom. And,
right.
And, yeah.
Talk a bit about the record. How long was it sort of in the works, and you know, how long did the songs come from?
I started recording it in the spring of 2003, Bob Hamilton produced a demo, and then I used that demo to, you know, I sent it out to radio stations, and I sent it off to OCFF, and I got to showcase at OCFF in 2003, and then just kind of had to wait to get the rest of the funding to finish it. Like, I started it because I had a lot of encouragement from friends to apply for what we have in the Yukon. It's called an Advanced Artist Award.
Right.
A couple $1,000 to do something, to record something and record the songs that I'd written. And I thought, well, this will be a good opportunity to see how it feels in the studio.
Right.
And then, you know, it started off as a demo. Then it took about, I guess, a year and a half to come to... completion.
Right.
And so it was about 4 years worth of songwriting, I guess.
Right. And it's put out on Caribou Records, which is a great label from up there, and puts out all kinds of great artists. I guess they're all pretty much from the Yukon, aren't they?
Well, actually, they've got, there's six artists on the roster right now. One of them is from Galliano Island. Well, I guess he's originally from Yellowknife, but now he's been living on Galliano. I think it's Galliano Island. And then there's another band from Cuba. There's 100% from Cuba, but that's where they live.
Yeah.
But Caribou Records took them on. And then there's another band. That Cuban band is called Valle San. And the other fellow I was talking about, his name is Indio Saravanja.
Right, he's terrific.
And then there's another band called Hungry Hill, which has one member from the Yukon, and the rest of them are from, three of them are from BC.
Okay.
And another one from the States.
Right.
And so me and Kim Barlow and Anne-Louise Genet are sort of fully completely. We weren't born there.
Yeah.
And we were adults when we moved up, but I think we grew up. Well, I don't know, hopefully not completely grown up in the Yukon, but...
So what I was sort of getting at, and don't take this the wrong way, but being a label that's sort of focused on artists from up there, is it easier to get a record deal, to get your record put out by somebody just because this label sort of focuses on the Yukon, or do you still have to sort of work at it and prove yourself?
You always have to prove yourself.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not going to be releasing my next album with Caribou Records.
Oh, really?
But I'm just going to kind of try some different things on my own.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, I mean, as you've gone, have you done much touring?
Yeah, no. I did my first tour in the spring of 2004, and I think this is my fourth tour, so.
Okay. I think you were through here once doing a house concert before,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, I did,
but,
yeah.
But never actually at a venue, right?
No, well, there was another sort of opened up for somebody at the Academy or something like that, but there were a lot of sound issues. I prefer not to talk about it.
All right, we won't go there.
But yeah, the house concert. But well, it was actually from that house concert that I got hired to play at the Trout Forest Festival coming up this weekend in Ear
right,
Falls,
which is an excellent festival and a bunch of other good artists playing there.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I've had a look at the website and who all is playing. It looks great. I mean, there's a lot of great artists that I really admire who are going to be there.
For
so
sure. And I hear it's just such a fun sort of laid-back festival that that you should have a lot of fun. But anyways, as you're traveling, you must have learned a lot. And as you've grown as a musician, you've learned a lot that'll help you with your future as far as putting out the next record. And as far as do you also learn the craft of songwriting as you go as well?
Oh, you're all, yeah. Well, I've my craft is sort of evolving as I go,
yeah.
And I'm liking how it's evolving, and I don't want to get too, well-rounded or I don't want to get formulaic or anything like
right.
that. So I'm pretty careful about. I don't really want to read any songwriter books,
because right.
Once you've read something, like as somebody said, well, once the bell is rung, it's rung or something mm-hmm. like that. But I just, I want to just keep on developing my own style.
Right.
With all the influences that come in anyway.
For
you know,
sure.
you can't word them off. But I'm actually looking forward to releasing this next album. It's should be done in September. And hopefully releasing it in October. And
okay.
I was actually felt really lucky to be a recipient of the Canada Council grant for recording.
Good.
I just got that in July, so I'm really, really excited about it, and I'm really
very
honored to
so
be approved.
Are the songs all ready to go for the next record? And
pretty much. Yeah, but it's kind of, once you know you're going to be recording something, I find that I think, okay, if this song is going to be forever, then I'm going to make sure, get all the tweaking done that needs to be done. And I've been spending the summer doing that, and
for sure.
when I can,
yeah.
fitting it in when I can. So,
do you mind playing us a song or two while you're...
Sure. Yeah, I'll play. This is going to be on my new album. It's... it was inspired, actually... like 2 winters ago, or just over a year ago, I was taking the train to Montreal to play a gig, and I looked out the window, and there was an old couple walking down arm in arm, and I was so moved by it. It actually kind of made me cry. And I think music, being in the music industry, can make you really lonely because you're so busy, like you don't have time for relationships. So anyway, it was I was very moved by it.
Stop aching when I'm walking down to the station. I might forget your anger, forget your name, I forget your blood, but remember the heartbeat of my first one when I'm walking. Yeah.
That's very pretty indeed. Makes me makes me really want to hear that new record. I can't wait. Did you want to do one more while you're fired up and ready to go?
Sure. This is one off the Streetcar Heart album. It's called Giddy Up Cowboy.
Talks to herself in the woods. Everybody knows she's not of this place. She ran from the look of a blind man to a pool of water full of all her wonder. Halo, no halo. Leaks.
Very nice indeed. That's from Streetcar Heart, which I noticed you can get on your website, kimbeggs.com, right?
That's right. Yeah, you can either get it from my website, which has a link to Caribou Records, or you can go to CD Baby.
Oh, that's a good site there.
CDBaby.com or something. I don't know.
So on the web, it is kimbeggs.com.
That's right.
And mention again, you're playing on Thursday at the High and Lonesome Club. Have you ever been to the High and Lonesome Club before?
I haven't.
Have a good time there. Love that place. I was there last night. But you're playing with Kim Barlow, who's terrific, and Christine Fellows, who's terrific as well. So that should be a fun show.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Then you're heading out to the Trout Forest Music Fest. I was just looking at the website again. It's you and Kim Barlow and the Perpetrators, Catherine Wheatley, Ben Suris, Doc McLean, Washboard Hank is there, Scott Nolan, Lindsay Jane, Jaylene
Johnson. Yeah, it just
Johnson,
looks awesome. Yeah.
Jeremy I could go on. Yeah. It's troutfest.com.
Yeah.
And I've heard so many good things about it.
After the Trout Fest, Ben Sirs and I are going to be doing a tour. It's with him that I'm going to do the tour with, going east and then ending up in Ottawa. So all Thunder Bay, Rossport, Sudbury, Temagami, South River, and then Ottawa.
I noticed for a lot of those shows you're hooking up with Burke Carroll, is that
right?
That's
right, yeah. Burke Carroll, he's a dobro player from Toronto.
He's more than just a dobro player.
Oh, God, he's awesome.
He's brilliant.
God, yeah, he's really... Yeah, he's playing dobro with me, but he plays the pedal steel and lap steel, and he's going to be playing some pedal steel on my new album.
That's excellent.
Yeah, so that's really exciting. So he's going to be at the High and Lonesome too, playing with me.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do you do most of your shows by yourself, or do you convince folks like Burke to play with you often? Or?
Yeah, I get down on my hands and knees and beg. No, well, it's kind of both. Like, I did a nice solo show in Ottawa, which I really enjoyed, and then Burke and I played last Monday night, and I enjoy doing both. Like, they're both really different.
Yeah.
Like, I find that I relate to the audience in a whole different way when I'm by myself, and you really see a different side of me. But when Burke plays with me, it seems to get a little rowdier. The songs pick up a little bit, get a little faster, and you know, it's a lot of fun too. So
that's good.
I think I get cockier or something.
A little more. Well, that's good, though. I mean, that you you have that confidence with other people, and it brings out the best in you, obviously. When you play, do you do a lot of covers, or is it mostly your own stuff? I know you do one great cover on your record. But.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do really love doing cover songs. Well, that was my inspiration for learning the guitar anyway. So
yeah.
Love doing Neil Young songs, Bob Dylan songs, Lucinda Williams, you know, there's a Bob Wiseman song that I really like a lot, and yeah, I just, I find, if I am going to do a whole, like, evening of solo stuff especially, like, I definitely throw in some covers, it just makes it a little bit more interesting. And
for sure. Obviously, those songwriters, do they, when you listen to other songs, do you think... in your own mind that your songs are starting to get to that level with the pros that you've grown up listening to and stuff? Like, do you feel confident in your songs now that you've reached a level where your songs are good?
I feel confident in my songs because I feel really good when I sing them and play them, and I don't really want to compare myself to you know, the greats.
No, like, of course not, but you know what I mean? Like, when you start writing songs, they're like, the first songs you probably wrote were not good, I'm guessing.
Well, some of them, a couple of them I've let go of, but for sure, because, you know, it's a little bit of a, you know, a cleansing thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that my songwriting has gotten better. I still like to do my, you know, even the first songs that I wrote, I still like to do them because I just have fun with them.
No, that's good.
I don't mean that as an egotistical thing. I just, you know, they still are, the stories that I'm telling are really still significant to me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
where do you get the most reward or the most validation for what you do? Is it a personal thing for you, the songs, or do you get the reward and the validation from the crowd or from other songwriters who say that your stuff is great? Like, what's the biggest praise for you?
I would say all three of those.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, if I feel good when I do it, and I'm pretty critical of myself,
yeah.
So, you know, I keep honing a song until I feel good about it and that I'm telling the story I want to tell. But it really is incredibly meaningful to have the respect of your peers.
Yeah.
You know, it's really powerful. And And definitely, I do get fed by the audience.
Yeah.
And I'm more and more fed all the time. So it's.
You've started to get some praise from others. I see Kim Barlow covered one of your tunes on her record, and I noticed I was just reading your MySpace page today, and Winnipeg songwriter Dan Frechette says that you're one of his three favorite songwriters in Canada. So.
that's very kind.
That's what I thought. I mean, you're right. Yeah. He compared you to Corin Raymond and David Francie as his three favorite writers. So
that's pretty neat.
You haven't even read that, or is that a shock?
No, I have, but it's still a shock to hear things. I have our family; we're not accustomed to getting a lot of compliments, yeah. So it's I still have a hard time knowing where to put them.
It's got to be kind of exciting though, when other people sort of give you that praise.
It is exciting.
Excuse me.
Yeah, actually, when you were saying that Kim Barlow covered my song on her album, that was actually me singing.
Oh, okay.
I was on the album, and then she was singing the harmonies.
Oh, that's even better. She didn't even cover it. She couldn't do it justice. She let
it was
you
just
do
a
it.
Bonus track. Well, I thought, well, she should do it, but then she got me into the studio, and it's like, okay, well, if you like. That was kind of one of my first tastes of.
Yeah. Do you know Kim really well?
Like, oh, yeah, we're great friends, yeah. We just did a show in Toronto together, and we haven't really done any shows together, so it's kind of an exciting thing. We did a show together in Toronto and a show together here in Winnipeg. And
she's not in town yet, unfortunately.
No, she's not.
Or we'd have her here yet. But do you know what she's been up to? Like, does she have a new record in the works or anything?
She sure does. Yeah, she's been recording a new album, and I think that she's aiming to have it released in January, and it's going to be a fantastic album. Like,
it almost goes without saying at this point. But
oh, yeah. Well, I just think that her albums get better and better, the next one coming up is going to be awesome.
I agree wholeheartedly. Her last album, Lucky Burden, I believe it was called. We'll definitely play something off that in a couple of minutes because it's a terrific record. But
right on.
Yeah. So what's in the future for you? Is there anything else coming up besides the shows, and then obviously you're recording the album not too long?
Yeah. Well, I've got a fall tour coming up. I'm going to be touring with an Alberta singer songwriter, John Wart Hannum.
Oh, he's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Do you know John?
We've gotten to know each other over the phone a bit.
Okay.
And we had met before, but just real briefly. So,
yeah.
But he's been really an absolute pleasure to sort of, work with the planning of the tour and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
We actually have somebody who's booking it for us. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I've never had that before. But, and so I'm really looking forward to touring with him. He just seems like a really, really decent person.
Oh, he's fantastic.
And very talented.
He came here on the show one day and just blew us away. He's a great performer and a great songwriter,
great.
And a really nice guy. So
yeah,
you should have a lot of fun on that.
And then a tour. I'll be touring in the winter. I don't have all the details figured out for that yet, but I'm planning on doing a little trip down to Nashville in the spring and I got lots of adventures and sort of plans ahead of me. I don't have a lot of money, so I don't know how it's going to work out. But, you just got to keep dreaming.
Well, exactly. And some of the best art comes out of really working hard for it. I mean, if you were on the big tour bus, you might not.
Yeah, you got to keep the pain in your life.
It's unfortunate, but sometimes true.
Yeah, like the pain of the $30 cab ride to get out here.
But, I feel terrible. If anybody wants to come and pick up Kim from the studio, come on down.
And then I'm hoping to get over to Europe, and I'm really I've always wanted to travel, and I hadn't really done that before, so this is definitely.
And how great would that be if your music could take you somewhere like that?
Yep.
And do it sort of professionally at the same time.
Yeah.
That would be a pretty amazing thing.
It'd be pretty exciting.
Well, that's great, Kim. Is there anything else that we missed that we should talk about that I've forgotten? Because sometimes I forget.
I think we pretty much covered everything. I mean, just that I'm really looking forward to doing a show with Kim and Christine.
Oh, and it'll be a great show,
I'm sure.
On
Thursday night, it's going to be really fun. And I saw one of Christine Fellow's shows in Toronto. I popped in June. I was down in Toronto, and I thought, I'm going to go out. I just want to go out. That's what you do in Toronto. You
For
go
sure,
out and
yeah.
hear music. So, and there she was playing, so I went down to see her, and it was awesome. She had kind of, it was like a multimedia show.
Yeah, she's got
show,
the,
and it was fantastic.
The slide projector now or something.
Yeah,
going along
it was
with
really,
stuff.
I was thrilled. And she also played up at the Dawson City Music Festival this summer. I wasn't there, but I got feedback from other friends that she was one of the highlights up there.
I've heard so many good things about that festival, so that's
yeah.
That's good to hear. All right, we'll play something off the record if that's okay.
Okay.
What should we play?
Oh. How about Her Big Yellow Backhoe?
Sure.
That's a happier song.
What can you tell us about that one?
Well, I guess it's got several different images in it, and there's each image is kind of a different story, but it's kind of about I guess sort of personal freedom and celebration, celebrating being weird or
something I do every day.
Yeah, weird or different or chubby or whatever, but just to kind of celebrate yourself. And, you know, there's so many reasons for people to, like, ignore you or not see you. But, you know, people got to kind of look past.
For sure. Well, I think that's what this show is all about, looking past the weirdness, because sometimes that happens here. Anyways, Thursday night, High and Lonesome Club, and then on the weekend at the Trout Forest Music Festival. And kimbeggs.com is the website if you want to order the CD or find out more information. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having me. I really had a good time, Jeff.
It's a real pleasure.
You're a great interviewer.
Well, thank you very much. Here's Kim Beggs. Tell the band to go home.
They got high-beam smiles and twinkles in their eyes. They're big men with big hearts driving little red pickup trucks. Little red pickup trucks. Little red pickup trucks. It's a funny old world that we live in. Everything seems out of time if we let it. But just look for rainbows and gasoline, 'cause everything is divine. She's hip to the trick, she's got brains and muscles. She's small, but she's quick, and she's swinging her big yellow backhoe. She's swinging her big yellow backhoe. Her big yellow backhoe. It's a funny old world that we live in. Everything seems out of time if we let it. But just look for rainbows and gasoline, 'cause everything is divine. I met a rooster one day, he was climbing a tree. And that night he woke me when he cock-a-doodle-dooed at the moon. He cock-a-doodle-dooed at the moon and the stars. He cock-a-doodle-dooed at the moon. It's a funny old world that we live in. Everything seems out of time if we let it. But just look for rainbows and gasoline, 'cause everything is divine. She's kind of frumpy in her plaid shirt and her overalls, but she's gonna wear a periwinkle dress when she's a big old bridesmaid. She's gonna be a big old bridesmaid. She's the big old bridesmaid. It's a funny old world that we live in. Everything seems out of time if we let it. But just look for rainbows and gasoline, 'cause everything is divine. Just look for rainbows and gasoline, 'cause everything is divine.
Butterflies and drunk men weaving all together down the sunny dirt road. In Keno, 3 a.m., it's beautiful to see them. Beautiful and silly, not a single straight line in summertime in Keno City. And when I see them, I whisper a small prayer to keep us all safe. You don't. You hope they don't get hurt. All the good men getting loaded after work. Mighty butterfly, not found anywhere but here. Ragged blue wings, weaving home, weaving home. And when I see sunny dirt road, weaving home, weaving home. Thank you.
facing the drain.
Christine Fellows there from her latest record, Paper Anniversary, Face Down, Feet First. Good advice there, kids. Remember that. Fine record at that, too, from the great album from Kim Barlow called Lucky Burden. We heard Butterflies and Drunkmen and Lonely Mountain, both terrific songs indeed, and great CD. And we heard Kim Beggs before that, another great one, her Big Yellow Backhoe. And all those fine ladies will be in concert on Thursday night, High and Lonesome Club. You know where that is, Main and St. Mary there, and... That should be a good time, I promise ya. And as if that weren't enough, we got another show that I need to tell you about. I need to do the good work and try to convince you to come on out to the West End Culture Center on Wednesday night to see one of the greatest songwriters in the world. I'm serious. This guy's going to be so fantastic, and you better be there. I'll tell you all about that right after a short break.